episode 182 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Sandy, Donna, and Laura. Something big is coming our way. You may have seen the commercials recently with a large ball from Pixar rolling across America, heading toward Walt Disney World. Well, the time is almost here. And recently, several Outlander travel agents were able to attend the Toy Story road shows to hear all about the new stuff heading to the parks this summer, as well as the one we're especially excited for, Toy Story Land. We're excited to share all the new info with you, so let's get started. So it's opening on June 30th.
Yay!
It's kind of deep in summer, so if you want to go, you want to go toward the end of the summer.
Yeah, I mean, that's practically 4th of July.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like 4 days before it.
Yeah.
Practically. Imagine how that calendar works. It's pretty cool.
So what are some of the fun things that you guys learned about at the Toy Story road shows?
Well, they actually didn't focus just on Toy Story, but what we learned about Toy Story Land is the rides that are coming, kind of stuff we kind of already knew. They just kind of hyped up. Actually, I was at the last road show, and the reveal was already out for all the stuff I heard. So. Elizabeth, you were at one.
I was at the first one.
The first one, yeah. So
yay me.
Yeah. So they were gonna talk about. But there's the Slinky Dog Dash, right? The roller coaster that is gonna be super cute. And you've been able to see it from the road for a while now, so I'm really excited. You could see it from the Tower of Terror too, when you're up at the top of that. And then the alien swirling saucers. If you've ever been to Cars Land at California Adventure, it looks to me like it's going to be similar to that. The way
to Luigi's,
Luigi's. Oh no, not Luigi. That Mater's,
the tractor one.
Oh, Mater. Yeah, that's Mater.
Oh,
yeah. Don't you think it looks like that?
No, I think it looks like Luigi's. I don't know. I mean,
wasn't
all I
Luigi's
see are the drawings.
The floating one.
Yeah.
No. To me, it looks well. Okay, we will see.
Yeah, we will.
The artist rendition, which I took a picture of. It looks like the alien car is pulling the other car.
Oh.
And so it looks to me like it does kind of that figure eight dance that the
things good.
Do.
That makes sense. And that's such a fun ride. It makes sense.
It is fun. Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah, I hope it is.
I think it's more fun than Luigi, so that is actually a little
bit
more
exciting. Well, and they took away Luigi, so.
Yeah, well, they
changed
it.
Oh, no, you're right, you're right. I haven't been on the new one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The alien, the only thing I'm kind of disgruntled about is the name, because alien swirling saucers sounds, I don't know, it sounds like it's a toilet bowl for some reason. I don't know, the word swirling.
It makes me think of, like, teacups or something.
Maybe, but I guess swirling would make sense for what you're saying if it's like tomato, where they're, like, pulling it back and forth, because then that you are, like, pulling around, and that does make a little bit more sense, so... That's maybe you're right.
Oh, I could just be wishful thinking on my part because I like that so much and I can't.
There's going to be some really cool theming too. Like all the streetlights are going to be Tinker Toys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's going to be like you're shrunk down to the size of a toy.
Yeah.
Cool.
So excited about that. And you're going to be able to meet Woody Buzzy and Buzz.
Buzzy?
Maybe Woody and Buzz and Jesse.
Yeah.
Where's Bullseye in all this? Like, why is there no...
They
don't say Bullseye. You know, that's got to be a difficult costume to deal with, so maybe they...
Maybe it's just hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Green Army Men were out in force for the story event. Yeah, so I suspect that you'll have, like, park time with them. I don't really see it, but... Sandy's showing me the picture of it. I still don't see it, but I also lack imagination. Yeah, I guess you're right. They are sort of telling.
Did they release any of the other food that's going to be available for purchase at Woody's Lunchbox?
So they did today, actually. If you see, you can't see on the podcast, but in our show notes, if anybody who's like recording this right now wants to look, I put a link in there. They have like a Monte Cristo, which Elizabeth likes, I know.
I do, actually. Yeah. They have those at Disneyland at in the Blue Bayou area, New Orleans Square.
How does How does that tie in? Like, what's the toy theme with the Monte Cristo?
I think it's probably because it has jam.
Yeah, it's got like jam on it. But
the jam.
Yeah.
That's like French toast. It's, the bread is like soaked in egg.
Yeah.
And it's a little sweeter. It's like French toasting.
It's got.
So didn't your mom always make Monte Cristo sandwiches for your lunchbox? I mean.
Well, I grew up in that house.
Which now Bennigan's is out, so.
Yes, that's anymore. My mother used to drag us to Bennigan's like at least once a month because she had to have her Monte Cristo sandwich. Yep.
Like raspberry jelly or something.
Yeah,
right?
Raspberry jam. Mm-hmm.
They like deep fry theirs.
Well, that's yeah. Technically, I mean, it's French toast, so yeah, I guess you don't have to deep fry it. But
well, but consider that you're at Walt Disney World, you're going to be walking it all off. So
calories don't count at Disney World. It's like pixie dust.
Once again, the theming of the restaurant is really cool. Like,
yes,
actually, it looks like a lunchbox tipped on its side with the lid up. So that's kind of the overhang of the restaurant.
Yeah, and it's quick service. It's quick service. It's not a table service restaurant, so
yeah,
casual food.
Yeah, and they have, they keep referring to potato barrels, which to me, they look like tater tots.
And everybody loves tater tots. Yay, tater tots.
My family likes tater tots.
Absolutely.
But they don't call them potato barrels. No.
Gotta make it clever. Yeah, I'm really excited about this land. I think, you know, if you've been to any of the other parks, there are Toy Story lands in, I think, all of them, except for Walt Disney World. So, and so it's really nice to see it. And it's very cool when you walk into the area, it sort of progresses you into shrinking down. The one in Hong Kong, very much, you know, like as you walk into that area, everything gets bigger and bigger as you walk in. So it's like you're shrinking as you're walking, which is kind of cool. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to do that here, but...
I can't wait. I'm going... Lindsay and I are both going in May, and I'm like, please have a soft opening.
I think that's a little early for a soft opening. I mean, I appreciate that, but yeah, maybe mid-June you might look into it, but I bet they'll be doing things like running the coaster. You'll see it and stuff, you know, where they're testing it and everything.
I'm sure we'll be able to see more.
And they haven't shown all of it, and I haven't seen the videos online of the aerials, but... There's no loops in this coaster, right? The Slinky Dog coaster. It is just ups and downs and turns.
It didn't say loops in the description that I saw today. It was just, just like a family fun coaster.
I might actually go on it
then. Yes, I think you might like it. You might like it.
It's going to be cool.
So, yeah, I'm really excited about this land. It's very, when you think about it, it's like two attractions and a restaurant. But it's going to help Hollywood Studios overall and over the next few years with all the plans that they have. It's definitely
say that there'll be fast passes for equivalent, and Toy Story Mania is still another attraction, and it's going to be right by where that is, so that you'll be able to do fast passes for all three. But I think they're going to be in the same tier.
They're in the same tier. That's what I've heard too. Yeah. So Slinky, I think Alien Saucers, and I'm not going to say Swirling, I'm just not going to say it, I refuse, Toy Story are all the same tier. But that means that Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror aren't anymore.
Aren't anymore. All of them are definitely. So I wonder what that's going to do for the lines for Rock and Roller Coaster. I guess it's probably going to alleviate it so much because there's so many new things to do.
Yeah, maybe.
Or stuff to do.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping the same thing will be true for Toy Story. You know, with those two new rides right there, I'm hoping that maybe the line will get shorter, that standby line.
Well, I mean, the Mater ride doesn't usually have a huge line at Cars Land, so I'm kind of thinking the Swirling Saucers ride might not be one that gets a bad line.
We'll see.
I mean, I'm not saying it will, but...
Yeah. When is the one that replaced the Great Movie Ride, when is that opening? We had another year to wait for that.
I want to say 2019.
Yeah, I think it's next year, and I think it's because they're saying the Star Wars stuff, the Galaxy's Edge, is going to be late 2019. I imagine this is earlier, but I don't know that I've seen a date for it.
I don't know that I've heard a date either, but I feel like it was 2019. Yeah.
Really? So,
yeah.
So, like,
did they say something about, like, the Buzz Lightyear ride coming over to Toy Story Land or something like that?
Nope. Buzz is just going to be doing character meets there, and then... Is there, am I making this up, a dance party? Oh, that's the Incredibles thing.
That's the Incredibles in Thailand. Yeah.
Yeah.
With Edna.
Yeah. I am so excited about Edna. I am so excited. Yes. No kids. I'm very excited about Edna being there. It's going to be great.
Is there going to be photo opportunities with her? Is it just like a dance? Are they actually going to have a meet and greet with her?
I'm picturing that same dance party with Frozen and Mr. Incredible with Edna Mode there.
But I'll be getting in a picture with Edna Mode. I assure you, photo opportunity. Yes. I will be stalking her, even if it's like that secret, secret selfie thing that,
Chippendale's girlfriend's name. I can't remember her name, but she was at one of the dance parties on one of the party nights. And I was such a little kid. I wanted my picture with her. So
that is like,
that's rare. Yeah.
Really rare. Yeah.
You said that really fast, and I thought you were talking about the dancers.
Chip and Dale, yeah.
Yeah, no. No, no, no. So what else? So let's talk about let's move on to that incredible summer, because this Pixar Toy Story Land is coincidentally, just this amazing coincidence, opening right around the same time that the Incredibles movie comes out, the new Incredibles.
Right?
Isn't that weird? It's like somebody at Disney marketing said, hey, I got an idea. So that's a lot of the marketing for Disney World this summer is the Incredible Summer with the Incredibles. And they've actually been sort of on park marketing material for a while now, like the booklet that you get after you book a package and things like that, they're in that. So
they were all over the Magic Band boxes.
Yes, yeah, they are. They're on the Magic Band boxes as well. So, but now they're officially the spokespeople for Walt Disney World this summer with the movie coming out. So what's going on with the Incredible Summer?
Well, so you got the dance party we just talked about, and then the other stuff is not really Incredibles related, but it's a big year at Animal Kingdom. It's the 20th anniversary year this year. So they've got an extra character meet there, which I know you got excited about, Elizabeth. Do you? Because I didn't really know who this character was.
So you don't know who the DuckTales characters are?
No. I mean, I knew who Darkwing Duck is because he's always at the marathon, but I didn't know, what's his name? Launchpad McQuack. Yeah, yes. I thought that was made up.
Yeah, and honestly, the hint that they gave out, it was one of the first things they revealed at the road show, and it's done in a very, it's all hinted at, like you never see Launchpad, you don't actually see them, but in the background, the DuckTales theme is playing, and they're saying, "Oh, Donald and Daisy are going to bring some friends," and so I think Scrooge is going to be there too, which actually I'm super excited about too. So
those are two that I've seen. I think maybe it was Launchpad McQuack.
I think you saw Darkwing Duck, because they've trotted Darkwing Duck out to the races a couple times.
Okay, then that is who I've seen.
Launchpad has the, like, bomber jacket. He's a pilot.
Yes, and he's very tall, and he's got a big, monster chest.
Yeah, he's all, suddenly a pilot-y
plane.
Yeah. Yeah, the Scrooge, I'm actually very, and in fact, this summer, I'm traveling with a family that I always travel with, and I'll give a little shout out to Jeff, because this has been, like, Scrooge is his favorite character of all time. It has nothing to do with the fact that he closely resembles Scrooge, but so every year when we go to Disney together, we go every other year, our families go together, and we have to ask every cast member to see pins, because there's only, like, 5 Scrooge McDuck pins in the world.
Oh, wow.
And so it's his quest. I may be exaggerating on that, but there's less than 10. I mean, it's not a huge number.
Makes me want to go look through all my pins.
Yes, if you have any, yeah. So that's his quest. Is he's always got pins ready to trade just in case, and he's gotten a couple actually. I'm pretty sure.
That's funny.
So yeah, so Scrooge is definitely a favorite. We're going to be visiting that area. I'm very excited about that, and that's over in Dino Land. So.
And there's also a new bird show where the old bird show used to be. Mm-hmm. So, and it's with Up. It's with Russell from Up. So I think that'll be kind of cool. I did go see the old one in January before it closed down, and it was kind of hokey, kind of like you can tell it was one of the, if it wasn't original to the park, it was pretty old, because it was back when they would try to do this, like, fool you, but you're not really fooling anyone, but the kids might fall for it, and kids don't fall for that stuff anymore. Like the fake member of the audience who ends up being in the show kind of
kids
thing.
Kids do still fall for that, for the record. Young
really. I don't know. I never really thought it was hokey. It was always one of those things that I really enjoyed about Animal Kingdom. I liked the bird show a lot.
Yeah. It's like the shows at SeaWorld or whatever, where they have the bad puns and, you know, they tell some corny jokes, but the show itself, I think, is very well done. Was always very well done.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it many times, and I'm hoping that, you know, they keep talking about how this will be all about Russell, but I fully expect to see Kevin in this one.
Yeah, I agree.
There's got to be a Kevin. I don't know if it'll be a costume or they'll dress up a stork or what they're going to do to create Kevin, but I'm pretty excited about it. So
yeah, I think it'll be really cool.
Yeah.
And they really, to me, wouldn't have needed to change that theater up that much, although they did close it down and renovate.
So. I think it needed, and actually, I'm not positive, but I think it is an original from when the park opened.
Yeah.
I remember going in 99. So if it wasn't original, it was right around. After.
Yeah. So the Guardians of the Galaxy has a thing coming.
This is very exciting. And this was something that really surprised me as well. These were the two things, the launch pad and the and this got me very excited. Because it's the music, which is pretty much the star. I mean, maybe Chris Pratt is the star, but it's kind of the star of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, the soundtracks.
So. It's all that great 80s music.
Yes, and 70s. Yeah. It's not just 80s. It's early 80s, maybe.
I think it's Rocket that's the star, but that's just...
I kind of like...
Valid. Valid. All valid.
I read the comic books, though, so...
Lindsay, what do you think about the show coming? Are you excited for that?
I am excited. I'm excited about anything. I like that they're changing things up, that they're adding extra things to Epcot that kind of tie into this new expansion of the Disney universe. I'm a fan of the music. And this would be something that, if this was a permanent thing, I almost think this would be a nice, like, bait thing to get my husband.
I really liked the a cappella group that was there, and I wish that had been permanent, but I don't think they're there anymore.
It's interesting that they're, well, I know that Guardians of the Galaxy is coming to Epcot, so I do see the future. Mm-hmm. I am not one who has objected to the characters being introduced to these countries. I think it's really kind of an interesting way to let kids know that these stories came from somewhere and have origins that aren't just Disney. I don't know. I feel like that's important. Maybe it's just the literature nerd in me. Mm-hmm. So I don't mind that these characters are entering the World Showcase. I do think it's interesting to have this concert in the middle of World Showcase when they could have it at Tomorrowland, you know, like, why are they choosing, but it must be because this ride is going in at Future World. Still, you know, there's this, you know, and Future World is a good place for Guardians of the Galaxy too, but and there's no stage there really, other than right there in the center where the fountain is. So I guess it's just the best place.
This is why I don't think it's
permanent.
It's
American music.
Yeah. It is American music. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, during festivals, they have other bands come in.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't think it's going to be permanent, but maybe they'll bring back the a cappella group.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see them again. What a cappella group is it?
What was it called? American Sound Machine or something like that?
I think it was American Sound Machine, or are we confusing it with the 70s group?
It was about...
Voice Play used to be performed there too. So, I mean, there have been various a cappella groups there over the years.
This one was there. The first time I saw them was when I was chaperoning my daughter's trip 2 years ago. And I saw them several times. So they were there a good year and a half, I'd say.
Was that 2 years ago?
Uh-huh. Like 2 years exactly. It was April. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Getting so old.
And then explain, you guys have to explain this nighttime glow party, because either I tuned out or they only said like 3 words about it and it was over. But what is it? What's happening?
It's supposed to be reminiscent of the scene in Toy Story 2 where they're in the bathtub and there's like strobe lights and stuff. That's what they said it's going to be like. Lindsay wants to go.
I got to rewatch.
You made me do so many ridiculously crazy life-endangering things. You can't come to a kid's nighttime glow party with me.
So here's the thing. It costs extra. So it's
above the admission to Typhoon Lagoon.
It's a separate ticketed event. It's after the water park closes to everybody else. So, yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, it might be worth doing just to... I mean, who knows? Maybe it's one of those things that's going to be so awesome, and then it'll go away, and then you'll be like, oh, you didn't get to do that? Oh my god, it was the best thing ever.
Like the pirate and princess parties that we all still I miss.
Well, and so this is a good segue, because my trip is later on in the summer, and then of course our group rates are at the end of the summer. So you can decide, you can listen to the reviews of the Glow Party and then decide. So
it's only on certain nights. I feel like it's Thursdays. Might be a couple different nights, but I think, if we were going to do it, I think it would be like a Thursday night.
Yeah.
That we're down there.
I'll keep an open mind. I'm sort of fascinated by it. I am sitting here going, okay, I've seen Toy Story 2 at least 3 times, and I have no recollection of a bathtub with neon
maybe
lights.
Maybe it was a short, or maybe it was one of the things at the end.
It might have been a short, because I don't remember it in that either, but I'm going to have to, it's homework now, ladies. We have to go back and watch all the Toy Story movies.
So maybe it was...
I can do that. I've got them all at home, upstairs.
I've got them upstairs.
Yeah. Get your daughter on that, Donna.
Yeah, if anybody knows,
so of course I have them.
Post in the comments and tell us what.
What are you trying to say? I don't have children. I have.
I am children.
But if it's something that was like a short with another movie, then a kid will discover that quicker.
I completely see Pixar having a bathtub with neon lights in some. But it's just like I just don't remember it from Toy Story. So
well, I know it's the Toy Story characters, because I remember Rex being.
I'm sure it's more about there's more to the plot than just a bathtub and neon lights. I think it's kind of like.
You think?
It's the toys having a discotheque in the bathtub.
All right.
Glacier.
You guys don't remember this, really? There's like a whole theme party coming out of it.
And so, I think we can move on. Do you know how much it's going to be?
I think it's like $50.
Spinning out of control.
Okay.
So, what's going on the other coast for all of us West Coasters?
I want to go back to California.
I'm really surprised about the coaster. Tell me about the Incredicoaster.
Yeah, they changed it. It's not California Screamin' anymore.
Yeah, and it's actually a renovation. So, they didn't redo the track or anything. It's still the same route, but...
It's supposed to have something to do with Jack-Jack, mm-hmm. and you're, like, chasing him around,
One of the big features of it is this huge Mrs. Incredible, like, stretching out. It's kind of like, I'm just going to do this because we're a podcast and we're not partial to any given part. At Universal, when you're riding the Incredible Hulk, the storyline has you going through that tube where you go up the tube and then you shoot out real fast, and that's you turning into the Hulk, right? Yeah. That's the transformation. So there's that part of California Screaming where you sort of go through, it's not really a full tube, I don't think, it's like a half tube, right? It's been a while since I've done it. But anyway, they've put this huge Mrs. Incredible stretching out to catch Jack-Jack. So you sort of fly by her like she's trying to catch you, which looks super, super cool.
Yeah, that does look pretty cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, they're retheming King Triton's carousel.
They rethemed the whole pier. It's Pixar Pier now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that's where I'm going to find Bullseye.
Yeah. Yes. There is a good chance that's going to happen.
Yeah, the carousel is all critters now, so you can ride on a snake or, like all that.
They're adding Pixar characters to all the gondolas, otherwise known as the barf machines.
Totally.
Villains going to be on the one
swing. They should be.
Yeah,
absolutely should be.
That's funny. Yeah, that should totally be.
So
give you an idea of what you're in for.
I've actually amused at this whole podcast because all the way through it, the things I've been most excited about are these character meets, and I am not a character person. Like, I do not stand in line, but I'm like, I'm going to be Edna Mode, and I'm going to meet Launchpad, and I am totally going to meet Black Panther. That is super, super cool. So I think the Marvel characters really get to show up at California, and they introduce Black Panther and I think 3 of his guards. At the parks, like almost immediately after the movie came out, and they look fantastic.
Yeah, they really do. They look really
great. Great photo op. Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, that should be really cool. And they're bringing back Paint the Night, which was a phenomenal nighttime parade, and it's going to be over.
I'm so excited that that's coming back.
Yeah, you kind of knew. I mean, I couldn't believe it would just go away forever. I mean, so I'm glad it is back somewhere. I was hoping it would come to the East Coast.
Well, and they added a little bit more Pixar to it too, didn't they? It already had, like, it had the Monsters, Inc., and it had Wreck-It Ralph in it, but I think they said they added another float.
Maybe.
I could be wrong. No. Fake news. Sorry.
I'm not sure.
I can't remember.
That's awesome.
I can't remember. So yeah, lots of big stuff coming to the parks this year, which is super exciting because there are a lot there, and they're coming to places that kind of needed that makeover. I mean, we talked about the bird show at Animal Kingdom. As great as that bird show was, it was an original attraction. It's old and it just needed to be, reworked. Yeah. Updated a little bit. And then bringing a little bit more life into it and just bringing more Pixar characters into the parks is really fun too.
Well, they've always had, they've had in the recent years that photo op with Russell and Doug and the old man. What's the old man's name? Lindsay, you should know.
Right? I always want to call him Ed.
Because it's Carl, right? Is it?
Yes, Carl. Yeah. Yes.
Carl. So you've been able to do a picture, but being in the show will be exciting. Yes. That'll be really cool.
Yes.
And Doug's the dog, and hopefully Doug comes out chasing all the birds. I don't know.
I'm sure he says
birds in the.
I'm sure he says some funny things, though.
Squirrel?
So. Yeah. Maybe there'll be a squirrel in the show. I bet they have trained a squirrel.
They trained mice in the last one.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Actually, I was there one time when they asked people if we wanted to stay after to help train the new mice, the rats, because they ran across the top of the temple, and we had to we had to make audience noise, and they had to get them comfortable. It was really cool. Very behind the scenes.
Yeah,
very cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
Well, if there's a squirrel in the show, please know that that was not a spoiler on purpose. That was me guessing. So if I just ruined it for everybody, I apologize.
Is this where the squirrel comes
from? Yeah. I heard there was a squirrel.
I heard there was going to be a squirrel.
I was told there was a squirrel.
I heard there was going to be a life-size real Kevin.
Well, there should be. If there isn't a real life size Kevin, I may walk
an
out.
An ostrich with some painted feathers.
Yeah.
And I want to do one more plug for our group for this summer.
Yes.
Come with us. We still got some rooms available. Really, really good rates for summer. Very excited. It's going to be hot, but it'll be smack in the middle of summer. You can go to the water parks. Actually, with the group tickets, if you buy more than one day of tickets, it comes with a bonus visit, and you can do that water park as your bonus visit. So that's pretty awesome. Yeah.
And just so that if you're looking at your calendar wondering when this is, it's around the first week of August.
July 29th through August 3rd, technically. Yeah. And you can add a little bit on either end of that.
Or shorten it if you just want to come.
Yeah, you don't have to be there the whole week. But that's the time frame. It's going to be great.
Yep.
And Lindsay and I have a good scavenger hunt that we planned for Epcot that's going to be awesome.
Woo-hoo. It's going to be so much fun.
It's extra hard.
Really?
Yes.
Extra hard. I let her make it as hard as she wanted to make it, but
yeah, I bet. I bet.
It's doable. But let's put it this way: you don't have to ride rides to find the things, which is good because if the lines are long or something, you would might have to ride something more than once to figure it out. So it's not that you don't have to ride any rides. But
does it involve buying a drink?
You can't buy drinks.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I mean.
So again, the nice thing about the timing of this is it's late enough in the summer. It's a month after all of this stuff opens. So you have time to not only hear about things and sort of see what you do and don't want to do and maybe change your priorities, but also hopefully those initial crowds will have gone down a little bit. It's still going to be crowded.
And actually, I can't remember exactly when this is going to air, but, something to keep in mind, your fast passes your selection would be the end of May for your fast passes.
Yeah, which is pretty much right after this airs.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this and you want to come with us, book it and get your tickets, and then, you'll be able to make your fast passes.
Mm-hmm.
And you still want to do Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk about it, but Flight of Passage. This will take some of the heat off Flight of Passage, maybe. But
I agree.
Yeah,
yeah. That's actually what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
As well for my trip. So selfishly,
I'm excited every time they bring something new in, because you're right, because it spreads the crowds out, and then it kind of frees up a little bit of the rest of the parks. And and as much as we love all the, as much as I'm a traditional, I like the old stuff too. I'm very nostalgic when it comes to Disney, but every time they do this and they bring new things, it makes me, I'm excited for the next time I go to DCA now to experience the pier in a new way and have something new to look forward to.
Yeah.
Very fun. Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. So leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Elizabeth, Sandy, Laura, Donna, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.